Thank you, Mr. President, for allowing me to deliver a short statement as general focal point of the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance. Dear Mr. President, dear colleagues, it is with great pleasure that I would like to inform you about the work undertaken by the Committee on Gender and Diversity since the previous MSP. The Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance developed a Gender and Diversity Work Plan for 2023, as reflected in Annex 1 of document APLC/MSP21/2023/9. In doing so, the Committee responded to the provisions of the Oslo Action Plan, in which the role of gender focal points has been to ensure the gender and the diverse needs and experiences of those in affected communities are considered in the different committees. Our committee has identified a number of work streams, and I would like to mention a few of our activities. The committee reviewed the level of information submitted on gender and diversity aspects, focusing especially on actions 45 and 47 in the Article 7 reports. The chair of the committee has also shared a questionnaire to national directors of mine action programs and donor states to provide information on their Oslo Action Plan implementation efforts, especially focusing on actions 45 and 47. In the run-up to the intersessional meetings and in bilateral meetings, the committee members addressed gender and diversity aspects of the Oslo Action Plan mandate. Early June, UNIDIR, together with GICHD and supported by the German presidency, organized a workshop about best practices for gender equality in conventional arms control, in which the committee's gender focal point participated as a speaker. Mr. President, while we have progressed on matters related to gender, there is room for improvement. This is particularly important when it comes to reporting on how cooperation and assistance efforts take into consideration gender and diversity issues. In our observations presented to the intersessional meetings, we noted that only 6 states' parties provided information in their Article 7 reporting on how they integrate gender and diversity into their cooperation and assistance efforts with mine-affected states. In some cases, detailed information was provided. In others, it is only mentioned in terms of their overall gender policy. At yesterday's side event, hosted by GICHD, UNIDIR, and the German presidency, the report entitled Beyond Oslo, Taking Stock of Gender and Diversity Mainstreaming in the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, was presented. It offers an overview of the implementation of the action points of the Oslo Action Plan covering gender, diversity and inclusion. It outlines progress achieved regarding gender and diversity mainstreaming, as well as challenges and areas for improvement for the future. To advance gender and diversity mainstreaming in international cooperation and assistance, the report proposes the establishment of an indicator that would monitor the number of states' parties that include criteria sensitive to gender, age, and disability as part of their cooperation and assistance programs. This recommendation and other ideas contained in the UNIDIR report are most helpful in our preparations for the next action plan. My delegation, in collaboration with all partners, is committed to strive to improve our approach on gender and diversity, especially in the run-up to the 5th Review Conference and the next action plan. I thank you.